Blog Talk Radio.
How do we know this is Babylon? Psalms 137. I'm going to read it. This place was known for the slaves, slave ships, boats. The children of Israel were singing songs and being whipped and beaten in this particular land. So, let me read. By the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down, yea, we wept, when we remembered Zion. Yeah. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. Willows are willow trees. Where do willow trees grow? Here in America, in the South. They didn't even grow in ancient Babylon. The willow tree's name in the Latin is the Babylonicus. We hanged our harps upon the willows in the midst thereof. So when we were whipped and beaten, we used to go under the willow trees and cry during slavery. Third verse. For there they that carried us away, captive, required of us a song. So this is talking about by the rivers of Babylon now. They required of us a song. That's where you get your Negro spirituals at. Okay? When the captives were enslaved during the time of slavery, they wasn't singing about Africa. The slaves were singing about Zion. Over the river Jordan, let my people go. These people knew that they were the children of Israel. For there they that carried us away captive required of us a song. And they that wasted us required of us mirth, saying, sing us one of those songs of Zion. That's Negro spirituals. 4. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? What strange land? By the rivers of Babylon. Yeah, they named it America. But the Most High called this land an extension of Babylon. How shall we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? It reads in the fourth verse. If I forget thee, O Jerusalem, let my right hand forget her cunning. If I do not remember thee, let my tongue cleave to the roof of my mouth. If I prefer not Jerusalem above my chief joy. So David said, listen, he would rather not even know anything to forget the ease of Israel. He told the Most High, please never let me forget that we're Israel, that I'm from Zion. And our people don't even care. The seventh verse. Remember, O Lord, the children of Edom in the day of Jerusalem who said, raise it, even to the foundation thereof. Edom is a pure blood Caucasian who was behind bringing us here to Babylon to serve. You will never find the word America in the Bible, but you know America is written because it's the most evil and wicked empire in all existence. So you mean to tell me the Most High wrote about Egypt, Babylon, Sodom and Gomorrah, and all the evils placed in the earth, but forgot America? America is Babylon the Great. Therefore shall her plagues come in one day, death and mourning and famine, and she shall utterly be burned with fire. For strong is the Lord God who judges her. The Most High has put his spirit on these other countries to take her out through war. And all the other nations know it. The government know it. The bank systems, they realize it. They know prophecy. So what they're doing, they're mobilizing to move their money into the other countries, over in Europe and Africa and all these other places you see Barack Obama going. He's been to Ghana twice already, knowing that this place is about to go. The ninth verse. And the kings of the earth who have committed fornication and lived deliciously with her shall bewail her and lament her when they shall see the smoke of her burning. So while they're teaching you prosperity, that everything is going to be all right, that you're going to be floating up into a cloud, which is nowhere in the scriptures before Christ come back. While they teach you all this madness in these philosophical schools they call churches, the Most High's prophecies are coming to pass. They're coming to pass before our eyes. You can see it. And you know it's going to happen. But Satan have what you would call a spell on the people through religion. So the Most High have awakened his elect in the last days to warn the people. Zechariah, the second chapter in your Bible, the fifth verse. For I say of the Lord will be unto her a wall of fire round about, and will be the glory in the midst of her. Ho, ho. Come forth and flee from the land of the north, saith the Lord. We didn't say this. The Lord said this. For I have spread you abroad as the four winds of the heavens, saith the Lord. Deliver thyself, O Zion, that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. So is this ancient Babylon? No. This is the modern day daughter of ancient Babylon. And we're in the north. The Most High say we must flee her before the destruction comes. If we don't flee her, we'll get the plagues that are coming. In Revelation 18, which says she shall be utterly burned with fire. The 8th verse. Okay? There's more, but if you want to know more, you can always go to our website.
Shabbat Shalom, Barak Hassan, Rosh Hashanah, peaceful Sabbath. Bless you all, and thank you for tuning in to another episode and broadcast of Friday Night Sabbath, coming out of Babylon here for the Gathering of Christ Church, where we connect the dots of our reality and current events with the Word of God and Bible prophecy. I'm your host, Brother and Elder Lamar Karab. It is 7:18 p.m. Central Standard Time, September 16th, 2022, and I pray you brothers and sisters out there are doing well on this weekend eve that we're going into for the Feast of Trumpets, and boy, do we have a great broadcast filled with, man, so much information for tonight's stream, and I pray you brothers and sisters are, getting situated and comfortable for what we're going to go into tonight, but nonetheless, we'll get to that here in a moment. Want to give all praises to the Most High God, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, whose names all in the Hebrew, Ahaya, Ashar, Ahaya, Bahashem, Yeshaya, Wolowak, the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit in the Hebrew. Want to give all praises, honor, and glory for making it through another week. And it seems like every week it becomes more and more challenging with the reality we're living in. Blessed to be here, not only for our weekly Sabbath, as we're coming into that, if the sun has not quite come down for some of you, but some of you may already be in the weekly Sabbath, but we're coming into a double Sabbath, where we have the Feast of Tabernacles, starting tomorrow evening at sundown, which will be the beginning of the first Sabbath of the Feast of Tabernacles. Okay, so double Sabbath this weekend, and definitely pray, brothers and sisters out there are able to enjoy this feast in its way that it's, made to be observed, with dwelling in booths, tents, and the like, getting out. Some may call it bugging out, some may call it camping out, but nonetheless, being out out in nature with your tent set up. Some of you may already be out in your tents or have your tents already set up. Some may be looking to head out tomorrow, or just, whenever you're doing it, just pray that everybody's Feast of Tabernacles goes well and that we are observing it to the best of our ability. I understand that, some of us maybe have to work or aren't in the position to be able to observe it, on those types of levels. But just, if anything else, make sure that you're keeping it in your mind and your heart, the time we're in, if you are in any ways restricted from being able to honor this Sabbath and week, this Holy Day week, as the way that it was ordained for us to honor and remember it, all right? But we're definitely glad to be here for it. Definitely exciting time. I know when it comes time to, you know, getting out, you know, camping, very exciting for a lot of people, especially for the children. I know the children probably love getting out there. I don't know. Maybe we might need to hear from the children and see if that's the case because, you know, living in the reality we're in now, so much technology, children don't go outside anymore. So they don't like to go outside and have fun anymore. So I don't know. Maybe for some it's not fun to get out during this week and get out there and do some camping out. But nonetheless, I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, still have some preparations on my end I must do before I can head out to my spot. But, you know, we are here. All praises to the Heavenly Father. It's not always promised, especially on a weekend like this where we're able to be here and provide you all with a broadcast. So, you know, not taking that for granted. Glad that we're able to be here for it. And so let me go ahead and give you all the title for tonight's stream before we go into any further details and information about announcements and things concerning the church. So tonight's stream, the title is Living in the Madness of the Liberal World Order. Living in the Madness of the Liberal World Order. And so I'm sure that there are many of you out there that are familiar with, you know, some of the terminology there. But for those who aren't, you know, sit tight. We are going to break it all down as best we can through the Spirit of the Most High God, the Holy Spirit, and hopefully provide some serious edification needed in these times. And, you know, I know a lot of people are, you know, happy mood, you know, you're getting ready to go in your tent and, you know, try to separate yourself. But also we must keep in mind what Christ told us in Matthew 24:20 when he said, pray that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. So very, very key time of the year. We talk about that because we are going into the Sabbath day, not just the weekly Sabbath, but a double Sabbath. And we're in the time of fall and going into the winter. All right. So for those of you who have been, you know, paying attention to the lessons that have been coming out here with the church in the you know, past couple of weeks, you know, Feast of Trumpets, the trumpet has been blown. From there, we atone and doing an atonement of our sins, keeping the Day of Atonement. And now time for dwelling in tents. So it's like clockwork. All right. The trumpet sounding is a warning. Okay, from there, time to get your heart right, time to get your spirit right. And then from there, it comes into a time where we will be on the run, you know, pretty much without homes, you know, living in booths, maybe living under a bridge, living on the streets, trying to survive, fleeing on this Sabbath day, the day that they would look to come against us, knowing that this would be the time we would look to connect from our reality to connect with our God. This is the time that they understand we are most vulnerable and they would look to attack and come against us. Okay, so as Christ also said in Matthew 24, watch and pray ye always. So that means even on the Sabbath day, we must be paying attention to our reality and the things that are going on, very, very key things that are happening right now. We're going to talk about a lot of those things happening right now and how serious things are in our reality as we're going into this Feast of Tabernacles, okay? But before we go into the information, I want to make sure everyone understands how you can follow and listen along with, you know, the Gathering of Christ Church, also GOCC Southwest, which is the Southwest region, representation of the Gathering of Christ Church. Of course, on Friday nights, we do broadcasting. We are right now every other week here on Twitch TV, for some of the topics that we're going into that are too sensitive for platforms like YouTube to discuss things that are too bold concerning truth or even just asking questions. Hey, maybe what we're asking or claiming that we see isn't the truth, but shouldn't we be allowed to ask those questions and present? And if it's not true, shouldn't we get a rebuttal with information provided to us to show why it's not true versus being censored or terminated, any of those type of things, struck down. But nonetheless, because of that, we have to come to platforms like we are here on Twitch, where we are able to speak more freely. However, on the weeks that we're not talking about this type of content, you know, mainly so, you know, surrounding Bible prophecy, news, current events, we are talking about health and fitness now. So last week was the beginning of that. We did a broadcast on the obesity epidemic. And this coming week, if it be the Most High's will, we will be doing another broadcast dealing with health and fitness. Okay, and we're just going to build when it comes to things in regards to our health. Okay, when you read the book of Acts chapter 7, it tells us the Most High God dwelleth not in temples made with hands. And then when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 3 and chapter 6, it tells us that we are, our bodies are the temple of God, and that the Holy Spirit dwells in us. Okay, so just like you, you don't want to live in a dirty or filthy house. Spirit doesn't want to dwell or live in a dirty or filthy house. Part of keeping a clean house is eating clean. Okay, knowing how to eat clean, cleaning up our diet, okay, cleaning up our activity level. If we're being lazy, getting more active, okay? So we're talking about those things, and what better time to talk about those things? We're talking about tabernacles, which, you know, is representative of temples or buildings. All right, so during this time of tabernacles, we should also be understanding the spiritual ramifications of the temple, our bodies, okay? Going into the wintertime, Feast of Dedication, which is the actual replication of the Feast of Tabernacles, dealing with our temples, rededicating our bodies and our temples to the Most High God. So this is a constant renewal and rededication of our bodies to the Most High God, because if we're not taking care of our bodies, our health won't be good, which means that we'll be sick, we won't be able to do the works that the Father has put us here in this earth to do, and we will be taken out of the earth for because of our health being in a bad place, okay, which serves nobody any justice, ourselves or the Father, if we're sick and or dying or dead, okay? So this is a lifestyle, the same way how we're coming into this understanding, hey, we are the Israelites, Blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans, we are the Israelites of the Bible. Okay, that's a lifestyle. It's not something that one day, today I'm an Israelite, tomorrow I'm you know, a Gentile, or I'm in the world or whatever. No, this is an everyday lifestyle. You don't get to wake up one day and not clock in as an Israelite. That's who we are. Now, there is a spiritual aspect to that, meaning that you can be walking as a Gentile, but be physically an Israelite. You could be walking as a heathen, okay? But you should make your best efforts and put your best foot forward every day to walk that walk. And it's no different when you talk about health, and the Bible talks about how we must operate when it comes to how we eat and how we maintain our health, okay? So I just wanted to put that out there and all the connections within that, and, you know, how it's working real time and what we're doing for this particular channel, okay? And so we are on Twitch tonight, twitch.tv/GOCC Southwest, where you can find us for maybe new listeners coming in, whether you're a member of the church, you're looking to become a member, whether you're just someone who happened upon this video who is on Twitch looking for something else, right? We welcome both, you know, Jews and Gentiles alike. So even to the Gentiles, they must too keep their bodies and temples in a healthy state, okay? They must too worship the one true God, a higher Shah higher, right? The Most High God, the Almighty, who created the heavens and the earth. They must too repent from their gods and worship and follow this God, being led by the children of Israel in the understanding and doctrine of the Israelites. Okay, so all are welcomed. Even the sinners are welcomed. Okay, because if you're a sinner, you're coming in, hey, that's all right. We all were in sin, for those of us that have been baptized. We all were there, and we have some water for you. Okay, we have some information concerning truth in this Bible we can give to you to help the beginning of the cleaning process, followed by some water, okay, so that you can repent from those sins and walk in righteousness and newness of life. All right, so we are here, and we're also simulcasting on Blog Talk as well. If you would like to call in to Blog Talk or listen in through your phone, the guest call-in number is 515-605-9327. 515-605-9327. I'm going to put that in the chat here. And if you would like to speak, you have a comment, question, simply press 1. That'll put you in the call queue, and I'll check the call lines periodically and take the calls as they come. Okay. And so that's where we are tonight. The stream tonight will be archived here on Twitch for 14 days. After that, you can find this information on our Odyssey channel as a backup, GOCC Southwest on Odyssey. All those links are in the description box or under the About section of our channel, where you can find and go directly to our backup places where we keep and store and archive the streams. And also we provide all the references, okay? When we talk about the information that we go into, we're not just talking, okay? We're bringing forth the receipts, as the scriptures tell us, prove all things, okay? So we bring the receipts, bring the information so that, hey, if you have any issue with what's being brought out tonight, you got to go deal with the sources of where it's coming from, because I didn't write not one article, you know, or make one video that I'll be showing tonight. But we, nonetheless, we will have those references and those links for you within, well, this Feast of Tabernacles, so probably be a pretty busy weekend, but sometime within the next few days, I'll look to have the links that we go into tonight here on this video and also on our Odyssey channel for the upload, the archived upload there, okay? And so just make sure that you're subscribed to GOCC Southwest on YouTube. As long as you're subscribed there, you'll know where we're going to be. You're going to get all the updates. Also, make sure GOCC Media, you're subscribed there. We're going to be doing a lot of content on GOCC Media on the non-broadcasting days that the elders come on. Doing a lot of content there. And so you definitely want to get GOCC Media going and have your whole week full of broadcasts. So you don't go a day without something that you can watch that's, new content. All right. So we also have the Hebrew and Bible Academy, okay? Hebrew and Bible Academy, historytimes.org, if you would like to know more about the Hebrew and Bible Academy or you would like to sign up. I believe we're like on week three or week four, somewhere around there. Never too late to sign up. You can still catch up if you would like to join. HistoryTimes.org, where you can find out more and sign up. The church's main YouTube channels, A Gathering 144, as well as GOCC NYC Backup, both are on YouTube, where you can find the main content for the Gathering of Christ Church, as well as the website, gatheringofchrist.org. Okay, where you can find everything from the Hebrew calendar, the GOCC network, where we have small businesses and entrepreneurs, resources, anything you can think of concerning Gathering of Christ Church is on the website there. Okay, so just so everybody knows where to find us, how to get linked in, that's the information. Okay, so go ahead, let everyone know through your social media, through your messaging. Where we are tonight, we are here on Twitch. Even though it's Tabernacles, we are still going to go into the information tonight, and it's a lot to cover. So let's go ahead and go right into it, because I would like to hopefully finish in a reasonable time so I could still do my preparations for tomorrow. I still have several things I need to do on my end. But let's go into it here. We have the title, once again, for tonight's stream, Living in the Madness of the Liberal World Order. Okay, what is the Liberal World Order? Well, if you look on the screen, you can see, a few images here that might give you some insight into the Liberal World Order. And these are some of the topics that we'll be discussing tonight. So many different things to discuss when we talk about the liberal world order. We're only going to scratch the surface of what the liberal world order is and how it's happening real time. And not only happening real time in our reality right now, but we're going to go back in history, because some people may actually look at this and think that this is something new, like the liberal world order just started recently. Well, let's see if that is true for those who know what the liberal world order is. And if you don't know what the liberal world order is, stay tuned. And we're going to give you the breakdown, pretty good breakdown tonight on what is the liberal world order. Okay, just one second. I'm actually pulling something up here that just crossed my mind that I want to discuss that I forgot to add. All right, so first things first, dealing with the liberal world order. First of all, let us identify, what does the term liberal mean? Because the other words, madness, world, order, living, those are words that we're probably pretty familiar with. But what liberal might be a word that some of us may not be necessarily familiar with what that term means. So we're here on dictionary.com. And we have the definition for the word liberal. Right? Liberal. It says here, favorable to progress or reform, as in political or religious affairs. So another term you may hear is progressive. Favorable to progress. And typically, it's dealing with things concerning politics and religion. Okay. Another definition. Noting or pertaining to a political party advocating measures of progressive political reform. So we're seeing here things dealing with politics, or as I like to call it, politrics. And they're dealing with progressiveness or progression, moving towards a new end game, or moving in a certain direction progressively. Another definition, pertaining to, based, or advocating liberalism, especially the freedom of the individual and governmental guarantees of individual rights and liberties. So when we hear that definition, that doesn't sound bad. Freedom of the individual. So who doesn't want freedom? Who doesn't want individual rights or liberties guaranteed by government? Right? That sounds like something that we all would want. But we must put that in context when we talk about freedom, because there's two types of freedom. Right? Understanding that we are all been created by a creator. And that creator has rules. Okay? The Bible calls them laws, commandments, and statutes, ordinances. Right? And we also have another authoritative power that's over us, that rules over us as government. So when we talk about freedom, are we talking about freedom from government? And all the things that the government would look to impose upon us, are we talking about freedom of God and all the, instructions that God would give to us to do that we would look to become free from? So we will identify that tonight as far as when we talk about liberalism or being liberal, and what is it actually freedom from or of? It says here, another definition, favorable to or in accord with concepts of maximum individual freedom possible. The most freedom a person can get, especially as guaranteed by law and secured by governmental protection or civil liberties. Okay, so all of that, when we hear that, doesn't sound necessarily bad, but it must be put into context. Because if you're talking about freedom from God, the one who created us, anyone who has common sense, who can actually be honest, would say that that is not a good thing, to be free from God. Okay, the one who created us, I would think, would know what's best for us. And it would be best for us to follow his instructions, not be free from them. Okay, so we're going to put this all in context tonight. Are we progressively in this liberal world order, this liberalism, are we progressively getting away from God with this movement, or are we progressively getting away from government with this movement? That's what we need to identify in order to understand, can we align ourselves with being liberal? So some other words, synonyms related to liberal, we have enlightened, flexible, humanistic, lenient, permissive, radical, reformist, tolerant, generous, avant-garde, broad, Catholic, free, general, humanitarian, latitudinarian, left, libertarian, rational, understanding. So not necessarily the worst words there. I mean, it's interesting that Catholic is a word for liberal. I think, you know, based upon a lot that's happened with the Catholic Church and has come out, that probably majority of people would say that that is not a good word to be associated with liberal. All right. But we also want to go into what the Bible has to say about liberal. So let me pull up my eSword here. And we're going to go to the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 32. Let me pull it up here. Isaiah 32. Let's start at verse 8. Let's start at verse 5. Isaiah 32 and 5 says, "The vile person shall be no more called liberal, nor the churl said to be bountiful." So let's look at this word liberal here in the Hebrew Strong's dictionary. Hebrew Strong's 5081. I believe that word there is Nadayab. Nadayab in the Hebrew. It says voluntary, generous, magnanimous, grandee, sometimes a tyrant, free, willing, or hearted. So free will, your free will to do whatever you want. And someone in the chat said another word for liberal is Luciferian, do as thou will. Well, we're going to see that. We're going to look at that tonight to see if that's the case. Is liberal meaning that you can do whatever you want, do as thou will, shall be the whole of the law, as Aleister Crowley stated and has been infamously quoted for. So when we're reading the scripture here, it says the vile person. What's the definition for vile? And that word is nabal in the Hebrew, H5036, stupid, wicked, impious, fool, foolish. Okay, so a vile person is a wicked person. So it looks like here we're reading is telling us that the wicked person should no more be called liberal, meaning that the wicked person, we're seeing a connection with wicked and liberal being tied together here, meaning that the wicked person should be repenting from a liberal mind state. So in this context, liberal is not good. Okay, liberal has its scenarios where it can be good depending on what it is you're talking about being liberal with. For instance, if I am a person and you know, you have the poor or someone who's poor, and you know, I have some money or I have some food and I'm giving them some, and I'm being charitable and liberal with what I'm giving them, that's a good context for the word liberal. Okay, but when you're talking about wickedness and liberal and tie those two together, what you're basically saying is that there is a generosity or a high amount of evil or wickedness happening. Let's keep reading. Let's see if what we keep reading confirms this. Verse 6. For the vile person will speak villainy, and his heart will work iniquity. To practice hypocrisy and to utter error against the Lord, and to make empty the soul of the hungry, and he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. So tonight, with the information that we bring out, right, and we have a lot to show when it comes to this, and for those that stay, you know, stay to the very end, you know, something jaw-dropping to share with you all, as if the other information won't be jaw-dropping enough, but I think the very end will be the cherry on top of the, you know, perverse cake that's going to be, you know, shown tonight. But let's see if some of these things are being shown when we talk about living in the madness of the liberal world order. The vile person will speak villainy. What is villainy? Okay, the word villainy there in the Strong says foolishness, wickedness, concretely a crime, folly. Okay, so that's more evil. Villainy, to be a villain, a criminal or a tyrant, right? It says, and his heart will work iniquity. We know iniquity is sin. To practice hypocrisy. What is hypocrisy? Hypocrisy is being contradictory, meaning you say one thing and you do something else, or vice versa. That's hypocrisy. And to utter error against the Lord. So the vile person who in this context of scripture is being called liberal is going to utter things that go against what the Creator has ordained. That means to utter error against him. Okay, meaning the Creator says to do this, and you're actually going to say and proclaim to society to do opposite against him. That is to utter error. To make empty the soul of the hungry. All right, so if you're already hungry, that means you're already empty. But the liberal or the vile person is going to make the hungry soul more empty than it already is, meaning you're going to be made more hungry. Okay, you're going to be put into poverty, a deeper depression of poverty. And he will cause the drink of the thirsty to fail. So when you're thirsty and you need a drink, we're going to make sure that you don't get that drink. You are going to be famished. Okay? That is the liberal person that's being spoken of in this context of scripture that's being called the vile person, the wicked, evil person. Verse 7. The instruments also of the churl are evil. He deviseth wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. So will we see that tonight? Evil instruments of the liberals, those who are looked at as being liberals, as they're proclaiming freedom and liberty. That's their movement. They're a movement of freedom and liberty. Also, he devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. So will we see deception with this liberal political movement? With lying words to deceive and devise evil devices, evil plans, and schemes to destroy the poor. even when the needy speaketh right. So even when the person who is in need is in the right, the liberal will look to find them to be in the wrong. Okay? You're still wrong, even when you're right. This is breaking down in Scripture what the liberal world order represents. In this case, looking for it to be a world order, not just a liberal society for one country or the other, but for the whole world to be under this umbrella of liberalism, hypocrisy, error against the Lord, sin, villainy, lying words against the poor, speaking and wrongfully persecuting the needy who is right. It says here, but the liberal deviseth liberal things, and by liberal things shall he stand. Okay? So the liberal world order devises liberal things, all these attributes we've identified. That's what he devises. And by these things, he will stand, meaning it's going to be easily identified. Okay? It's going to stand out because this is what they represent and who they are. So there's no mystery, okay, or there's no identifying who they are. You're going to be able to identify who are these liberals, okay? Now, I want to go to Isaiah chapter 5 now, because we talked about them using lying words to destroy the poor through the devising of wicked devices and practicing hypocrisy, okay, putting things upside down or backwards. So with that, we have to go to Isaiah chapter 5, and we're going to get verse 20. What does the scripture say about someone who would do such a thing? Isaiah 5 and 20 tells us, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. This is someone who turns everything backwards or puts things upside down from what they really are, and would say, that's not bad, that's good, and would say, that's not good, that's bad. It says here, verse 21, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. So for someone who's liberal, but their ideology, they'll consider themselves to be wise or to have, this is wisdom. Okay? This vice versa, which that's a whole nother concept to get into. Right? And for those of you who may be familiar with the song Pastor Troy made back in the day, vice versa, this is what basically he was actually promoting and questioning in his song Vice Versa. And this is what liberals who go by other names, this is just one name that they are also classified under, a more probably, a name that's a better, I guess, defining word that they would rather be classified as or under. But we're gonna identify other names as they try to hide under this liberal umbrella and liberal name. We're gonna find other names to identify them as, and the Bible has already identified these other attributes and terms and names for them, as we read in Isaiah 32, chapter 32. Okay, so we're getting a good description of who are these liberals. Now, for those who study politics or have some understanding of politics would know that when we're talking about the liberals, we're talking about the Democrats, the Democratic Party, or what you would call the left. And that was also in the definition we read earlier of liberal. But let's go into a video I have here. Now that we've kind of gone through some terminology, let's go to a video and start to get into it now. The name of this video, What is the Liberal World Order? So let's check out this video and see what they have to say about the Liberal World Order and see if we can get some insight here on more about this order now, this world order. Now that we understand what liberalism is, let's see if we can now see this liberal world order in this video. So let's first break this down. So it tells us here that this happened 75 years ago. Okay, around 75 years ago. So this liberal world order didn't just get started. And it was because of things like, you know, events happening in our society, wars. Okay, let's hear some of these events. Have we heard this, you know, in our recent years? Deadly diseases, running around with masks on, empty stretchers. They just need the photo op. But nonetheless, deadly diseases come with the liberal world order. What else? Wars. All of these things happening, they said, we must put a liberal world order together to combat these atrocities. Sounds good if that's all you will accept it for, but we must dive deeper into the philosophy of the liberal world order and actually, like Christ warned us, judge them by their fruits. The world can be a turbulent, even chaotic place. So this is encouraging each country to be democratic and for these rules to be applied to each country liberally. So now you see how, because of these crises, that now it actually caused all these countries to come together under the same ideology, the same rules now. Of order, okay, world order. So these are terms, and we must now read between the lines of what's being said here and understand that, hey, there's two sides to a coin. So on one side, you could say, hey, all this sounds good, but there's another side to where, hey, this is a lot of power, and if the whole world were to come under this one mind, under the wrong power or influence, it could mean disaster for humanity, right? So that's what we must keep in mind and have some balance with the understanding here. So they even said they are man-made disasters. You got to be real careful to their words. This liberal world order was created to prevent the man-made disasters. So if these disasters are made by man, why must we now continue to listen to man for the solution? Man is the problem that has caused the problem, right? Mankind is the reason for the disaster. So where does God come into any of this and listening to him? So you mean to tell me man causes the disaster and the problem, and then man also has a solution to what he's caused? So it took the first two world wars. After the first two world wars, and we're going to talk more about these world wars in a moment, because of these two world wars, it really put forth, it springboarded basically this idea that we must now institute a liberal world order because of these two world wars that they actually stated were man-made disasters caused by man. So here comes man with the solution to the problems he caused. And we know what the Bible says about peace. So the United Nations was created for peace. And the World Bank, meaning a bank for the whole world, would then therefore look for economic development. And again, that's a lot of power to give to one bank. Meaning if the power fell into the wrong hands, that economic development may have a different definition for a person like you and I than it may have for the people who are in power. So you're giving these organizations all this power to be over the whole world when it comes to peace, okay, economic development, and investment and trade. Basically, your whole livelihood is now in the hands of these organizations, these worldwide organizations, taking power out of the little man or the local level hands and putting them in a authoritative power on a higher level of people who you may not even know who they are. And you don't have any say-so on what decisions they make because they know what decisions are best for you or not. So it was really powered by who? This liberal world order system was really powered by the good old U.S. of A. The reason why the Bible refers to her as the daughter of Babylon or Babylon the Great, okay? Because America is the one that's controlling and running the whole world for now. But that's coming to an end, okay? America would create this liberal world order. And then once the power has been given to this whole, you know, huge conglomerate of global organizations, America would no longer be needed. They now have the power. What's the use of America? She served her purpose, which is what we're seeing happening right now before our very eyes, a slow death that if you're not paying close attention, you may not realize is happening in real time. All right, but more of that later. So what helped maintain order? So in order to maintain order, you must bring in the military. So because America has the greatest military the world has ever seen, this power was then used, right, to maintain this new order and keep this progressive movement going in the direction of the liberal world order. Here it is. If you try to come against the system, the liberal world order system, here comes good old Babylon with their military. Now can we understand the reason for these wars that have been happening in different parts of the world in America? Has these bases set up all over the world, and if you don't comply, America, they say, well, this particular country is done X, Y, and Z. They won't say that they went against the liberal world order system per se. They'll say, well, they're a terrorist. They're a terrorist nation, right? And you'll have these events that happen where they'll say, yeah, it was this country that did it because they're a terrorist of the international world order. And they'll either bring in what? Military or money, sanctions, which is military, which is financial military strategy against that country that would buck the system. So America was used as a hammer for the world to bring this system into place because that's the power that was given to America. And that was America's part to play in this whole world stage. But now America's done its job, and the time is now coming to an end where this power has been built up, and this power will take full control over the world. Of course, you have to have the false left-right paradigm. where Russia was once part of the United Nations, and even during World War II, Russia was an ally of the United States. So what then caused Russia, as soon as World War II was over with, to become an enemy of the United States? And what caused Germany, who was an enemy during World War II, to then become an ally of the United States? See, all it was a bait and switch. They just switched the characters. It's the same agenda. You just switch characters. It's musical chairs. When you look and understand from a biblical understanding, knowing that all these nations represent Esau. All right, so it's Esau working together hand in hand, left and right hand working together to bring forth this progressive movement towards a certain end game. They can't do it without each other. Okay, you have to have a left and a right. So now, because Russia is coming against the liberal world order, according to their narrative, it then gives them the power to act militarily, financially. This is the reason now why we fast forward to Ukraine, and we talk about all the sanctions that have been applied to Russia, all the aid that's now being funneled into Ukraine. Think about it. Money is power. So if you're funneling millions and billions of dollars into Ukraine and military, all of what we're seeing America do to establish this liberal world order, now we're seeing a baton being used to pass the power hand from one player, United States of America, over to Ukraine, which is the heart of the Ten Horns. And without Russia's invasion and being the boogeyman here, and this false left-right paradigm, there's no excuse to invade, or there's no excuse to foreign help to Ukraine. See, so this liberal world order operates off of the Hegelian dialectic: problem, reaction, solution. They need the crises, and through the crises, they can then bring the solution. Remember, they said that these are man-made problems. These are man-made disasters that were created by man. So see how this system works. This isn't a direct fight. So if you thought that these countries were really at war, where's the direct fight at? But they're fighting through proxies, because through proxies you get more players involved. Through proxy, you can bring in Ukraine. Through proxy, you can bring in China. Through proxy, you can bring in Iran. You can bring in this country. You can bring in that country. You see how it works? You get more people involved. But if they were really enemies against each other, why would they just not go head to head and duke it out? You see, because it's not about that. It's about working together and deceiving them. Remember, one part of this, the liberalism we read about in scripture was using lying words, feed the poor. So this is deceiving the people, buying into the narrative of this is what they're telling you is going on to keep you oppressed, okay, to keep you going along with the plan or with the story so that they can continue along to their goal without you knowing what's going on until it's too late. So they would want you to believe that by doing this, they've created a world that's more peaceful, more democratic, more freedom. This is what the liberal world order has now given to you. All right? And again, when it's a country that the Constitution and the actual you know, Bill of Rights and all these things, the amendments, all these things that they have, when the first things are freedom of religion, you know, basically the freedom to do this, the freedom to do that, all this freedom and liberty given to you to do whatever you want, okay, and you're giving that to mankind, you think mankind's going to say no? So now mankind has been spoiled through liberalism and through their progressive agenda. You continue down the progressive path of liberalism, of now let's do everything free. Well, there's no law and order anymore. You just do whatever you want. No order. So they're calling it an order. But when you understand that their motto is order, how do they get order? Out of chaos. They always get their order from chaos. If you go back to the beginning of this video, how did this liberal order get established? Through World War II, through World War I, all the crises, the chaos. Now here comes the declaration for a liberal world order. So they continue to keep progressing society into this overmuch liberty until it becomes so much confusion and chaos so they can bring forth more order, the next stage of the order. See, it all sounds like a birthday cake, right? All fun and games. Look at how good mankind is having. Make a wish. Blow out the candles. Okay? You can have your cake and eat it too. It's what the liberal world order has given, starting with America, the world. So now they're saying, oh, the liberal world order is under attack. It's less orderly. See, this is all by design. They want the chaos. But they'll convince you that it's less orderly because you have outside threats, terrorist nations. You know, terrorism now. Okay? And this is the reason why the order is under attack. But no, this is all designed by them. Because they know, they understand through the chaos and confusion, they can bring more order and continue the progression. So now they want to talk about countries violating the borders and invading other countries. And the first, hold up, you tell me, when it comes to colonizers and imperialism, the first country you want to mention invading another country's borders, you want to mention Russia invading Ukraine? I mean, that's a whole historical breakdown in itself to know that Ukraine was once part of Russia. But nonetheless, how many countries has America invaded illegally and has totally destroyed? And you want to mention Russia? And I'm not taking up for Russia, saying Russia's a good guy here. But what I'm saying is, you see how they control this narrative to make you think America's the good guys, Russia's the face of invasion, when America's been invading countries since its beginning. It invaded this land and took over the land from the natives of this land. That was the first invasion, and they've been using this country to invade other countries ever since. But you want to mention Russia as the face. So the U.S. is best suited to be the leader of the liberal world order. They're the leader. And, you know, for anybody that, you know, just paying a little bit of attention, understands this, didn't even see this video to know that. Okay, but here it is confirmed here in this video. All right, so this is from the Council on Foreign Relations, all right? And I'm pretty sure some of you all, or y'all know, about the Council on Foreign Relations, but let's move forward now to, it talked about World War One and World War Two. It's very, very key. out of those two wars spawned this liberal world order 75 years ago. So that's now, he's spoken about this in past broadcasts. This church has gone extensively into Albert Pike. His letter to Mazzini, it says here, the Illuminati plan for three world wars, right? So when you watch that video, which is a propaganda piece that, hey, revealed a whole lot of truth for America and promoting of liberalism and the liberal world order, and how great it is, take that video and put it together with this letter to Mazzini, and it'll make perfect sense what's going on here. So Albert Pike wrote this letter in August 15, 1871, talking about three world wars. Let's listen to the first one. It says here, the first world war must be brought about in order to permit the Illuminati to overthrow the power of the czars in Russia and of making that country a fortress of atheistic communism. So here we see Russia in 1871, Albert Pike talking about how Russia must be used in this world stage. It says here, the divergences used by the agentur or agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy the other governments and in order to weaken their religions. So you see how they use these different ideologies to weaken certain things or to gain power in certain places. Right? Fitting perfectly as a puzzle piece into the video we just watched. The Second World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences between the fascists and the political Zionists. This war must be brought about so that Nazism is destroyed and that the political Zionism be strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel in Palestine. During the Second World War, international communism must become strong enough in order to balance Christendom, which would be then restrained and held in check until the time when we would need it for the final social cataclysm. Okay, so when you get insight like this, you can understand the video we just watched and what's been happening behind the scenes to continue to lead us to this progressive place that they're pushing us towards when we talk about this liberal world order. Now check out now this Third World War, all right, which hasn't happened yet, all right? No one has just come out and said it's officially declared World War III. Some people say it's already started, but no one has actually come out and say that it's been declared by government. It says here, the Third World War must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agentur of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and the leaders of the Islamic world. So what they're saying is they have agents in place that provoke different factions to go against one another or different countries to go in war against one another, one way or the other. And these agents have been working, at least within this letter, since the First World War. They have agents in place to provoke this against that, to bring forth a desired result. It says here, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam, the Muslim Arabic world, and political Zionism, the state of Israel, mutually destroy each other. Okay, so that hasn't happened yet, but we see a lot of tension in the Middle East. And it's easy to see how this could very well happen. It says, meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. So while the Arabs and the Zionists are fighting together, the other nations are becoming what? Keywords, more divided, and are fighting one another to the complete physical. We see moral. So we see a physical war, we see a moral war, we see a spiritual war, and an economical war, which leads to exhaustion. You're being exhausted in all these realms and aspects of life within your nation. We shall unleash the nihilist and the atheist. So let's take a look now that the Bible has identified the liberal being a vile, wicked, perverse person. Let's look at what nihilists are. Check it out. This is nihilism. It says total rejection of established laws and institutions. Again, there's an order established, and the nihilist will be against the order that's established and totally rejected to go in a different direction. It says here, anarchy, terrorism, or other revolutionary activity. Anarchy, terrorism, and revolution. Check the third definition out. Total and absolute destructiveness, especially toward the world at large and including oneself. So this is a, it says the world at large. This is a worldwide total and absolute destructiveness. So these nihilists will unleash a total absolute destruction on the whole world, including themselves. It says here, annihilation of the self, suicide, kamikaze, okay? That's what annihilation of the self is. Or the individual consciousness, especially as an aspect of mystical experience. Nihilism. This is what Albert Pike said they would unleash during the times of the Third World War. Okay? Anarchists, insurgents, radical, rebel, revolutionary. So when we look at this title and the content tonight of what we're being told about this liberal world order and living in the madness of the liberal world order. Are we seeing these elements play out right before our very eyes and what Albert Pike told us? Is it all coming full circle and together? I mean, just in the little bit of information we brought out so far, what this liberal world order really is. And what freedom, as we know that word liberal means freedom or liberty, what freedom and liberty are they really going against? Well, Albert Pike said nihilism and nihilist, and the definition for nihilist here says that liberty is against the total rejection of established laws and institutions. So what's been established, which is the old order, is now looking to be overthrown through anarchy, terrorism, destruction, revolution. As George Bush once said in his New World Order speech, that not the law of the jungle, but the rule of law, which means the old law, God's law, the traditional law, what was established from the very beginning, now getting rid of that and now bringing in man law under their daddy. Lucifer, who fell from heaven, is now known as the devil or Satan. Okay? This is what the liberal progressive order on a world stage means. Let's keep going here. Nihilists and the atheists are being unleashed during this time of the Third World War. Atheists are the non-believers, those that don't believe. Look at our society right now. And you'll be hard-pressed to find someone who believes in God. Now, I'm talking about people who always have believed in God, black people. We always believed in God, even though we may not have had the correct understanding of who God was biblically, but we always were religious. Fast forward to today, okay, no one's going to church. Everybody's believing whatever they want to believe, doing whatever they want. You ask them about God, and they say they don't know. We're here. It says, and we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror, check it out, formidable social cataclysm. What's a cataclysm? See, these words are important. And, you know, I suggest brothers and sisters definitely make sure that you have a dictionary so that you can go through these words and get some, you know, expounded understanding. Right? Expounded understanding on words. Cataclysm. Any violent upheaval, especially one of a social or political nature. A violent upheaval, especially one of a social or political nature. Okay? Going back to the revolution, but it's going to be violent. It's going to be destructive. It's going to be centered around politics, social issues. A sudden and violent physical action producing changes in the earth's surface. Okay, that's just on a geographical, but it still means the same thing. Something violent happening. An extensive flood, a deluge. So Albert Pike is saying it's going to be a social cataclysm, which in all its horror, it's going to be like a horror movie, will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and of the most bloody turmoil, a term that's been widely used within the black community recently, savage or savagery. And it's been glorified within our community as being something that's great to be a savage. Okay? So we're going into a time of savagery. Okay, the rule of law is coming into effect. The law of the jungle, the old world order, the old law is going away because now liberalism, the freedom to do whatever you want, has now been established in the earth. No restraint, no control, absolute chaos. It says here, once this has happened, once the world is at this place, it says, then everywhere, the citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. So all those people that, you know, fell for the Christianity lie, which is modern Christianity, not the Bible, but modern Christianity, they've been lied to. The rapture, when the rapture doesn't happen. All right, when they find out that Christmas was a lie, Easter was a lie, Christ was not a white man, all these lies, disillusion, right, being in a delusion with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction. Now be taken away what they believe their whole life and taking that from them. Now they have nothing to replace that with. Okay, now they're lost without direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer. So when we talk about the liberal world, the madness of the liberal world order, it's destroying everything that you've been taught and known as a child, that you thought was right, the way of life, your religion, everything. They're destroying it all, including your society, to put you in a place of being lost, disillusioned, no compass or direction, and now they're going to have the solution, and they've been grooming you for it the whole time. You've been groomed for it each and every day. The pure doctrine of Lucifer brought finally out in the public view to show you, you've been worshiping Lucifer this whole time. All right, all of what they've been grooming you for. Oh yeah, you've been celebrating Christmas. You was worshiping the devil the whole time, and you loved it. So why stop now? See, the devil lets you do whatever you want. That God in the heaven, he has rules. See, the devil has no rules. He can do whatever you want. You just have to obey and worship him. But there are no rules. It's being all brought out into the public forum and view right now, brothers and sisters. We're here. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. So even the atheists have been tricked to where they were thinking the whole time they were worshiping no God. No, you've been worshiping the devil the whole time too. And they'll accept the devil because the devil's been allowing them to get whatever they want this whole time being an atheist. Christianity destroyed. Christ warned us in Matthew 24, many shall come in my name and shall deceive many. Destroyed. All those people who believed in that. Only a remnant will be able to see what's going on, recognize it, and escape it, and not fall into the jaws of the beast to be devoured, as this international world order continues to gobble up everybody. That's the time we are living in, and it's becoming more and more mad every day. Now, here's Albert Pike, for those that may not know, right? He was a Civil War general. He went to Harvard University, 33rd degree Freemason, said to be the founder of the Ku Klux Klan, a descendant of colonial ancestors, John Pike. So his forefathers were colonizers. Yeah, he gave the blueprint how to terrorize the world into this liberal world order. Oh, yeah. The devil's son. Now, let's move now over to the liberal world order, which is sometimes called the liberal international order. I mean, the same thing, international and world are interchangeable. So here we have the liberal international order. And it says here, an international relation. The liberal international order describes a set of global, rule-based, structured relationships based on political liberalism, economic liberalism, and liberal internationalism since the late 1940s. So again, this is not new. We're just seeing it at its height right now. We're seeing the full-grown tree, whereas in the 1940s, the seed was planted. And now the fruit is coming off the tree. More specifically, it entails international cooperation through multilateral institutions like the UN, World Trade Organization, and International Monetary Fund, which we saw in the video, and is constituted by human equality, freedom, rule of law, and human rights. Okay, they'll tell you it's mankind's complete, total, and absolute freedom, open markets, security cooperation, promotion of liberal democracy, and monetary cooperation. So they would like to make you think with liberalism there are no rules, but there are rules. Oh yeah, they got rules, but they would make you think there's no rules. No, there's mostly no rules, but you're going to follow their rules. But I thought this was liberal, where it's all about freedom. No, you were lied to. They just want to give you mostly freedom, in this case, the freedom against your creator. That's the freedom that they mostly are looking to free you from. It's free you from him. To speak error, like Isaiah 32, to utter error against the Lord, that's the freedom that they're looking to give to you. Error against the Lord, to speak it. It says here, the order was established in the aftermath of World War II, led in large part by the United States. Everything we heard in the video. So we're seeing, you know, multiple references confirming this information. All right. So going back to living in the madness of the liberal world order. Now let's go into further along in the, you know, the historical timeline here. We talked about the 1940s of when it started. Now let's move to about the late 1960s. Y'all gonna love this. Y'all gonna love this. Our dear brother, may the Most High bless and rest his soul, Malcolm X. Malcolm Shabazz. It says here, someone on Twitter put, he was talking about the party and side of politics you represent actually. So you had a liberal on here trying to use Malcolm X as if Malcolm X was for liberalism. Well, it says here, Malcolm X on liberals controlling black America. Now, this is the 1960s. Let's see what Malcolm X was saying about liberals and liberalism back in the 60s. And see, let's see if we can relate to what, you know, some of his controversy, you know, the gripes he had with this particular group and ideology, this party, right? Let's check it out. So the first thing Malcolm X said is that you have these whites out here, they'll never refer to themselves as liberals. This was in the 60s. And he said that they're what? The most dangerous thing in the entire Western Hemisphere. So he identified these liberals in the 60s and tried to warn us how dangerous they were. So Malcolm X said that these liberals come like a fox. How does the fox come? The fox, he said, the fox will fool you. Okay, you see a wolf when a wolf's coming. You know, hey, danger. But when a fox comes, he comes in such a deceptive way, as the scriptures told us, what the liberal will do. He will come and look to lie to the poor, right, to deceive and trick the poor. So the fox will come with his mouth shaped in such a way that even though you see his teeth, you think he's smiling and you take him for a friend, but he's not your friend. This is the liberal. This is the Democratic Party. Can we relate to this in our current reality and what these Democrats have been telling us for decades now? Over and over again, always telling blacks one thing, but something else happens after the election cycle. Well, Malcolm X was telling us about this back in the 60s, right? But see, don't ever show this this interview of Malcolm X, because they want our people to continue to vote liberal and continue to vote Democrat, making us think that this fox is our friend. Keep going. So the fox is the one that usually ends up with the lamb chop on his plate. Oh, yeah, fox loves lamb chops, and we are sheeple all the day long and get slaughtered all the day long, right? So let's understand the tactics of a fox. It's similar to that of a snake or a serpent. Let's hear that again. Who did he say was controlling the black community? Back in the 60s, he said, if you study, right, a lot of our people don't study to show themselves approved. The Jew seeketh for a sign, not for wisdom. Politically, economically, the black community is controlled by the white liberal. poses, he typically poses as that fox, the friend of the Negro. The whites who in their political system benefit from the votes of the Negro. See, Malcolm X, see, that's what they didn't want to mess with this guy. When this guy showed up, they were nervous. Like, what do we do with this guy? Because he, you know, he can't be bought. He can't be compromised. He, you know, he's a free thinker. You got to get rid of this guy. This guy looked nervous, just looking at his face. Like, I, you know, I'm having a tough time bringing him on my show and trying to get him convinced of my ideology and philosophy, which is not his, but of his master's, right? Do that again. So he said these blacks out here that you think are Negro leaders, these are not Negro leaders. They are puppets. We're going to talk more about them. There's actually a new name going around for these so-called black leaders, these taskmasters who are out here posing as black leaders, but they are puppets for the white liberals. You notice how you'll never see any black leaders representing the Republican Party? Not that the Republican Party itself is necessarily good, but at least they're claiming conservatism. But see, they don't want the Negro to proclaim conservatism. They need the Negro to proclaim liberalism, because that means liberty from their God. They're the children of Israel. We must disconnect them from their God by giving them liberalism. Hear it again, because he's trying to now put black against black. What about these Negro leaders out here? Let's hear it, because he don't want Malcolm talking about these white liberals. He wants to now talk about these blacks, which we should. Let's talk about these black so-called leaders in our community who are leading us over the cliff. A whole bunch of Negro leaders who have betrayed black people. We're going to talk about these betrayers tonight. Who are they real time? Can we identify them? And if so, we need to call them out, because they are enemies against the black community, whether they realize it or not. Let's hear Malcolm talk about these so-called black leaders. All of these Negro leaders are what by white liberals? He said, you can't find me one Negro leader who has betrayed Negroes whose affiliation with these white liberals isn't what? Dropping bombs, right? Endorsed, sanctioned, subsidized, and supported by the white liberals. They took the bag. See, this is why they had to get rid of Malcolm, because they could not do that with him. He was calling them out. He was shining the light and exposing them, hiding behind this liberal smokescreen, as if it's something good for our people. So we fast forward to today. You would swear that Malcolm X was alive today, and he said this in an interview yesterday. And this was in the 60s. So just imagine how much more worse our society is now than it was then. If Malcolm X was still alive today, what he'd be saying about our society now. That is, if he never sold out and he was still who he was then, what would Malcolm X have to say about our society now? Now, this is the reason why whenever you see celebrated black leaders in our society, you know, celebrated from mainstream, you never see them mention Malcolm X. Okay? And when they do mention Martin Luther King, they only want you to focus on the dream. There's only certain things they want you to focus on. They want you to focus on integration, and they want you to focus on the dream, the sleep. Okay, Malcolm X is trying to break the sleep, break the spell, break the psychosis, wake up out of your cognitive dissonance. These white liberals are foxes. These white liberals are foxes. Now, we may play this again later, depending on our time, what we have left. But I want to move forward. Speaking about this liberal world order, this is off the WEF. So, of course, as much as we've been speaking about the WEF lately, they would have something to say about the global liberal order, right? Check it out. Coming off their website, straight from the fox's mouth. All right, and they might be wolves because they seem to not be getting as much cooperation as the Democrats seem to get. So these might be the wolves. It says here, the future of the global liberal order after a 70-year run, the global liberal order is under threat. The future of liberal democracy, open markets, and common security pacts hang in the balance. There are red flags everywhere. From outbreaks of populism to the spread of protectionism and trade wars. The question that everyone is asking is, can these trends be reversed? And if they can, will the global liberal order be updated and made fit for purpose in the 21st century? So they're screaming and crying out about their liberal world order is under attack. It's not what they want it to be. Or it's not being attacked. And they're telling you it's under attack and looking to make the crises so that they can bring forth the solution. The question is asked, will the global liberal order be updated and made fit for purpose in the 21st century? So this liberal world order needs to be updated and upgraded. It's to 20th century. We need to upgrade this liberal world order for the 21st century. Let's raise the bar. Let's go up some. Raise the level. It says here, if the global liberal order collapses, will it be replaced by something fundamentally different? If it collapses, will it be replaced by something fundamentally different? So they would make you think that it's under attack. Okay. Russia and Ukraine. Russia's attacking the global liberal order. And they can't afford for it to collapse because then something else could come in different. Okay, this is what they would want you to believe. So then what do they say? Here, defend the liberal international order. Top quotes from Joe Biden's Davos swan song. Oh, yeah. Now, this is January 18, 2017. And who do we see here? Old Joey B and Satan Swab. You didn't know that they were best friends, did you? Now, this is 2017 when Trump was coming in and Obama's going out. This was old Joey B's farewell speech as vice president, not knowing that he would later become president, okay? So what did he have to say on his way out? Defend the liberal international order. So we should have listened to him back then to know what he would then look to do in the future, or when he then decided to pop up to run for president. We should have known that he'd be looking to go back to what Obama had going on, opening up the floodgates of spiritual Sodom and all the horrors and atrocities and abominations that come out of Sodom and Gomorrah. We should have immediately thought that, but most people probably have no idea who the WEF is or that, you know, Joey B made this statement or even what this statement means. Right? But we can fast forward to today and see, oh yeah, it's being defended, promoted, and exalted right now to the highest extent. Let's look at some of the quotes that he was saying in 2017 about defending this liberal world order. So he gave there's a section here of his speech where he talks about choices. Let's see what he has to say about choices today. Now, this new president, who would be President Trump, represents conservatism, according to their narrative, okay? And as soon as he's announced of being the next president, you hear a boo in the crowd. Why? Because this World Economic Forum represents the liberal world order, not conservatism. They want to do whatever thou wilt. Let's see, let's continue here. So he's calling on all nations, not just the U.S. He said the U.S., yeah, we're the leader in all this, but we must have all the nations on board together despite what's going on with the United States. Well, without that, there's no world or no global order. It takes the whole world to be together to make it one. Let's see what he had to say about this liberal world order. Let's see the next segment here. So he quoted specifically and said the liberal international world order, and that at its foundation in bedrock is the United States and Europe. Babylon and the Ten Horns fundamentally make up the bedrock of this liberal world international order. And he's selling it as this great thing. Like, look at all of what America and Europe has done. All this greatness. All right? And because people have short-term memories and don't remember all the atrocities, all right, and because people have now become out of touch with God, now everyone is foaming at the mouth for more of this liberal world order that's been given to them by Esau. So here's a quote by Joey B. It's imperative that we act urgently to defend the liberal international order. This is an urgent matter to defend this order. And even in this order, it even tells you here, the WEF, they're not hiding it. The squeezed American middle class. We're going to talk more about this squeezing of the American middle class in this broadcast. American middle class is about to get squeezed into extinction under this liberal world order. I believe there's one more here. Let's check this one out. So again, this liberal world order isn't new. This thing has been talked about for decades. It's been written about for centuries. We are coming to a place now where the doors have been blown off the hinges. Okay? And the door into hell is wide open. And it's coming into our reality because they have now reached this pinnacle in this order. And when the chaos comes, they will have the solution. But when the chaos is, unbearable, they will have the solution, as Albert Pike told us. So here it is in 2017, Russia. So that's even been ongoing since World War II, 1945. They had to have that continuous, constant threat since World War II, and it's been Russia. Right? Now, in 2014, they said Russia invaded Ukraine. So Russia and the invasion of Ukraine didn't just start, like they would make you think, this year either. Not that there is an invasion, but I'm saying according to their narrative, that invasion didn't just start this year. But they're using it now as a problem, reaction, solution scenario to now bring forth the next phase in their order. Whether it's the New World Order, the Great Reset, the New Normal, whatever terminology you want to give it, okay? But it all comes down to being the liberal world order. Oh, he said this thing with Russia will occur again. I promise you. How did he know that? How did he know Russia was going to do it again? No, because it would happen during his presidency. That's how he knew. Oh, who does that sound like? Now, at this time, Russia wasn't known for that, but it sounds to me like what he just described is America's history. So that again, he's saying that this is what we have to look for if Russia gets in control and power, but this sounds like what America's been doing this whole time since being a nation. Where the strong imposes, you know, its power through military might, its control through military might, corruption and criminality, while weaker nations have to fall in line. Now, if he had not said the name, I would swear he was talking about good old U.S. of A. But he's projecting on what, if we don't stop Russia, this is what we have to look forward to. Well, sorry, Joy B. America's been doing this for over 300 years, 400 years. So Russia's a little behind the eight ball in doing what you're saying that they might do, that you know they're going to, that you promise that they're going to do. He can promise you. Now, here goes the standing ovation after his speech. Let's look at the liberal world order minions here. These are all your liberal world order key players applauding. We must defend this liberal world order. All right, we must defend the LWO. Let's keep going. So because of this, October 3rd, 2017, let's do a health check. Liberal International Order, a health check. Let's see the state of the Liberal World Order. It says the liberal international order, which has been relatively stable since the end of World War II, may now be facing significant perils that could cause fatal damage to its dominance, according to the U.S. think tank RAND Corporation. So now here comes Donald Trump to bring down the liberal world order, as if anyone could just come in and be president. They make you think that Trump just came in. He wasn't part of the establishment. You know, he has no past ties through his lineage of anyone being in politics or military. So the liberal world order is under attack. How perfect a scenario for them now to then use that to catapult this order into a frantic pace towards its goal. Right, toward its end game. So that was a health check. Under this health check, they determined the global liberal democratic order might be down, but it's not out. Okay, so yeah, it's down because of Donald Trump and whatever other patsies and scapegoats and crises that they would want to say is happening, but it's not out. Then you fast forward a little ways, it says the global liberal order is in trouble. So now they want you to think, oh, our way of life is in trouble. Now, is this not the exact same terminology that was used during 9/11? You see how they're using this over and over again? In 9/11, it was our freedoms, right, are in trouble. Our democracy is under attack by the terrorists. We must go to war with Iraq. We must go to war with Afghanistan. And through these agent tours that Albert Pike told us about would give us a excuse to now defend the liberal order, as Joey B. said on his way out, it must be defended. So you can't defend something that's not under attack. So they'll tell you that this is under attack. It's in trouble. We need your help to salvage it so it doesn't get replaced. So now we fast forward. Now that Joy B is president, July 6, 2022, liberal world order now, Biden defense. So if he was saying it in 2017, why would he then not be saying it now in 2022? It says here, this is about the future of the liberal world order, and we have to stand firm, declared Biden administration official Brian Deese. Get him later. Had him and say what he said before. Okay, so this is all about them defending this liberal world order, standing firm in it. It says here, liberal world order is apparently what globalists meant all along when they spoke of a new world order or and a new normal. Okay, all these words are interchangeable, these terms. Whatever term you want to use, it all means the same thing. Order out of chaos. Klaus Schwab, founder of the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, uses the Great Reset to refer to the globalist vision for the future. The elite met there again in May to reassert their control over politics worldwide. Okay, and it continues to go on to talk about this. You know, for time, we can't go into all of this, but you will have this article where you can read it on your own, but you get the point of where this is going. Now, there is a document here because it must be defended. It's under trouble. It's down. So, of course, there are white papers. Okay, we have all the receipts needed to prove what's going on here. All right, so whatever narrative they want to pump out in the news to get you to believe the narrative of what, you know, they need for you to do to now be on board with this order. So here we have the World Economic Forum white papers, strengthening the liberal world. This order must continue to be strengthened, upgraded, and elevated. Now this is April 2016, and here you have good old Babylon being used for what she's always been used for, to move the direction, to move the needle in the compass of the direction of this world. All right? And notice how it says the views expressed in this white paper are those of the Global Agenda Council. The Global Agenda Council. Does that sound like a good name for an organization? If you're them, yeah. But if you're us, you're like, I don't like the sound of Global Agenda Council. It says here, introduction. The world order that was created in the aftermath of World War II has produced immense benefits for peoples across the planet. Okay, this liberal world order it's been the best thing since sliced bread for us since World War II. The past 70 years have seen unprecedented growth and prosperity, lifting billions out of poverty. Democratic government, once rare, has spread to over 100 nations around the world. Oh, yeah, you know when America comes in and bombs a nation and then puts in their government and says, yeah, y'all have democracy now? Yeah, that's that good old democratic government that spread, that they're saying is so great. It says, on every continent for people of all races and religions, even though no one asked for this, okay? You get bombed back into the Stone Age to only be rebuilt on, you know, on all those bones this democracy. And although the period has been marked by war and suffering as well, peace among the great powers has been preserved. There has been no reoccurrence of the two devastating world wars of the first half of the 20th century. So because there's been no more world wars, it would make you think that everything is great. Bombing in Afghanistan was great. Bombing in Iraq was great, just because it doesn't have the term world war under it. Today, however, that liberal order is being challenged by a variety of forces, by powerful authoritarian governments and anti-liberal fundamentalist movements. I wonder what those are. With someone who believes in the Bible, who would maybe be part of what they would call a church, would that be considered an anti-liberal fundamentalist movement? Question I have. As well as by long-term shifts in the global economy and changes in the physical environment. The questions we face are whether this liberal world order is worth defending and whether it is capable of surviving the present challenges. We believe the answer to both questions is an emphatic yes, and that's their goal, to get you to agree with the same emphatic yes to continuing to support this order. It says here, to say that a liberal world order is worth defending is, of course, a declaration on behalf of a certain set of principles, a belief that the rights of the individual are primary, that it is the responsibility of governments to protect those rights, and that democratic government, in particular, offers the best chance for human dignity, justice, and freedom. This is not a universally held view. The leaders of some nations and more than a few people around the world disagree on this hierarchy of values. So they bring it again, like Revelation 13 tells us about the second beast that would come out of the earth, that would have that would appear as a lamb and speak as a dragon. Okay, America comes as the fox with all this. Okay, and there's a lot more here. Not going to go through it all for time. But you will have this white paper, and you can read it on your own. And I implore, brothers and sisters, with these references, when you're talking to other people who would like to uphold this liberalism and this liberal world order and this particular Democratic Party, hey, you might need to check out some of these references I have. Because I would like to see your references on how this is so great and good for us. Peel back the layers to the onion to see what this is all about versus what they've told us or sold us on it being all about. Now, let me pull it up here one second. Some of you all may have actually, you heard or are familiar with this speech, recent speech that Joey B gave, Brandon. Okay. Now, what you see on the left is a more accurate depiction of this speech, but let's show you an image of the actual speech. How many of you are privy to the speech he gave 2 weeks ago? And I don't know if this is on the White House lawn or where this speech was given, but I believe it was titled "The Soul of the Nation," something along those lines. Okay, how many of you all out there, this image looks familiar? This is just one image from this recent speech that was given by Brandon. Now, does that look like a, you're talking about the soul of a nation, does that look like a inviting image of what you would think is heartfelt and warming to give assurance to America that America is going in the right direction from your leader and the leader of the free world? So we have here, Tucker Carlson, not this one. We're gonna get to that one in a minute. Tucker Carlson has something to say about this speech. It says here, Tucker Carlson rips blood-red Nazi background of Biden's speech, declares president's comments truly nuts. Okay, now we've seen, you know, what he said in 2017 about this liberal world order. And we've seen what he said recently about this liberal world order. Now let's hear this soul of the nation speech that Brandon gave recently. And let's hear some clips from, along with some commentary from this speech that he gave. And we'll talk about it. Of course, they would hit us with an ad, but here we go. Skip the ad. It's like Donald Trump has the same weight as Russia when it comes to being a terrorist to the United States. All right, so that they can, again, they must defend the liberal world order. So they need the outside threats so that they can bring you the solution to the crises that they created. Now remember, in the Bible, it told us that the liberal would use hypocrisy. So everything that was just stated by Brandon here, could we then find the Democrat political party guilty of the same thing? We're gonna expose some of these hypocrisies and the deceptive speech, the lying to the poor. Right, Malcolm X also warned about the fox. So some of these same things that were said here, let me just get some of them. And let's see if the Democrats can be found guilty of the same crime. Not that Republicans are, you know, that we're defending Republicans, but again, at least the Republicans are taking a conservative stance that we can agree with that. But now let's deal with these liberals. Empowering the election deniers. In 2016, when Donald Trump won the presidency, were there not Democrats who said that they denied that Donald Trump won the presidency? They denied it. They were deniers. So you see how they make it seem like it's just only Republicans that are the deniers? Okay, see, now you're starting to get into the hypocrisies, which are lies. And if you're not careful, you'll only see Donald Trump as a racist, and you'll miss the fact that the fox is lying through his shown teeth to make you his friend so he can have that lamb chop that Malcolm X spoke about. That's just one example of the hypocrisies. We're going to go through those hypocrisies, some of them tonight. But let's get to the end of this here so we can move forward. All right, so let's go to our next part. We talked about, you know, Jason Whitlock in the past, a conservative, you know, black podcaster here. He has a tweet that says, if Trump had come out in some lighting that made him appear like the devil speaking from the pits of hell, demonizing half of America, demonizing all of his political opponents with Marines standing behind him, you know what they would be saying. Let's take a look here at this video and hear some of the things that Jason Whitlock had to say about this speech.
Okay.
So there's a precedent being set in the United States. Okay, we're going to talk more about some of these things. The January 6th insurrection, right? We're going to talk about a lot of these things tonight. And the stage is being set where Brandon, a.k.a. Joey B., is making a loud proclamation. If you do not agree with the liberal world order, you are a terrorist and an enemy of us. And they're using Donald Trump as the character he is, the MAGA Republicans, those that would support him, both actors and, you know, just deceived individuals, as the new terrorist face of the United States and of the world. And they'll eventually switch this over and lumping in, you know, Israelites, you know, black activism, anybody who's for anything biblical, you're against the liberal world order. That's where this is headed. Let's get the next piece here. This is the type of hypocritical lies and dishonesty of a dictator. Remember, Isaiah 32 said that the liberal would practice hypocrisy. The liberal practices hypocrisy. That's a sign of a liberal, wicked, evil, vile person. Let's check some of the hypocrisies out. Talk about these particular instances here. Okay. Let me find the image. One second. Let me find the image here real quick. Just when I had it in here. I just missed it here. So remember in 2020, we had this. Remember, Black Lives Matter, police precincts burnt down to the ground, police stood down, CNN and other mainstream news outlets referred to it as peaceful protest. But then we fast forward to January 6th, and this was called the insurrection and the most horrible event that happened on American soil, domestic terrorism, the biggest domestic terrorist event. People are saying no sound. Let me check here. I don't know why I'm not getting any sound. One second. I check my check. Let me see what's going on. My check. Okay. All right. The water for that. Y'all letting me know there is no sound. I don't know what happened. Well, I know what happened. But let me go back to where I was. All right, where I think the sound went out. Remember, it was 2020, the summer of 2020, right after the lockdown, okay? Perfect timing in the midst of a world lockdown. You had the Black Lives Matter event, okay? Ran and controlled by lesbians, black lesbians, we'll get to that later. Where because a black man was said to have been killed by police, you had blacks, as well as other races, burning down police precincts while police stood down, burning down hotels, setting, you know, police cars, other cars on fire, and it was called by CNN and other mainstream news outlets peaceful protests. This was called peaceful protest in the name of the unheard. The voices of the unheard were now being heard. But then you fast forward to January 6th, and this was referred to as the insurrection and one of the most horrific domestic terrorist events that happened in American history. And I'm not saying it was a good thing that it happened. But what I'm curious about is how this is considered bad, but that this is considered good. Again, Isaiah 5:12, woe to them who put evil for good and good for evil. It's a sign of a liberal, the hypocrisy, all right? The hypocrisy to where they are coming against the election deniers. If you deny that Joe Biden won the election and that Trump actually won it, you are now an enemy of the state. We had the broadcast a few weeks ago, enemies of the state. At the same time, the Democrats were denying that Donald Trump won the election in 2016. See how the rules work one way, but they don't work the other? Very dangerous, but that's part of identifying and understanding that we are living in the madness of the liberal world order. There are rules, and then there are no rules, but it's their rules. And you're going to live like a heathen. That's part of their rules. And you're not going to live like a conservative. You're not going to have biblical Christian values. Remember, Albert Pike told us their job was to destroy Christianity and to leave the Christians disillusioned, ready to receive the pure doctrine of Lucifer. All right? Let's keep going. What else do we have? We have another video here by Jason Whitlock. The most uncomfortable conversation we need to have right now. So what is it that they are looking to do in the black community? Replace the black man. Replace the black father with government and matriarchy. Enter in what? As Hollywood just dropped, the woman king. Okay, this is your liberal world order in full effect against the children of Israel. Okay, against the children of Israel, and totally destroying our people and our nation. There's more. Check this one out. So we're going to talk about this black KKK. And how our leaders, and Malcolm X identified this, these leaders being controlled by the liberal left as puppets. Let's just hear Malcolm X tell us again about these liberal leaders who now we can identify as the black KKK. All right, so let's call them out. And it says here, evangelicals must confront the black KKK. So you want to talk about the white KKK and talk about white Black Lives Matter when it's a white police officer killing a black man, but when it's our own people killing each other, and when we have spit shiners and bootlickers and buck dancers set up as our leaders by these by the liberal world order and the liberal kingpin of the hour, Joey B. Brandon, no one wants to talk about it. No one wants to talk about these sellouts these taskmasters in our community that are selling us out every day behind this liberal world order, calling them out as enemies of the black community. As a black KKK, we only want to focus on the white KKK. You see, it's more comfortable to lash out at white people who are killing us than focus on the enemy that's within, that's being puppeteered by the puppet masters and call the puppet masters out. See, Joey B, oh yeah, let's vote blue no matter who. Because Trump's a racist. The Democrats are racist. Well, maybe they are. Or we can say they absolutely are. But what about the racist fox that's smiling with his fangs drooling, you know, and chopping at the bit to devour us? See, we don't want to talk. We don't want to have that conversation. Okay? Because it feels better to believe that we have someone who's on our side that's lying to us. So we must confront these sellouts in the black community. And in this article, it goes into some of these scenarios that have been happening recently. You have a situation that happened in Duke. I'm not too familiar with the Duke volleyball player, you know, who accused BYU fans of racial taunts. Y'all may be familiar with that recent story. It says here, I'm going to read it. It says, nearly seven decades later, America has adopted a different custom and different racial animus. The culture rewards and abets anti-white racial animus. Racist political elites, primarily members of the Democratic Party, have once again rigged the system to favor a specific group based on skin color. They call it equity. It works just the same as the entitlement that justified Jim Crow law 70 years ago. So what's going on with black people right now is we're suffering from a condition called no accountability and victimhood. And now because of that, we're entitled, but we're not asking for anything of value, right? We're not breaking down the White House for reparations. We're burning down police stations. Okay, we're not checking our hoods, our neighborhoods, our communities for black on black crime, like what just happened with P&B Rock, the rapper that was killed by another black man over some jewelry. Okay, no one talks about that. In a situation like that, they want to talk about what the girlfriend did wrong, but no one wants to identify that it was black men killing black men, because that's an uncomfortable conversation to have. See, it's more comfortable to go the lower road or the lesser road. Let's get the white man. But what are we really accomplishing? What are we really gaining? What have we gained since 2020 with burning down police precincts? It says here, when Carolyn Bryant was 21, she lived in a world that told her white people were entitled to special treatment and placed them above blacks, Asians, Latinos, and everyone else. Richardson, at age 19, lives in a cocoon of bigotry that tells her black people are owed special treatment above their peers. So that's the delusion. They want us to believe, okay, we deserve special treatment. And we'll feed into that. But what do we gain from that other than putting our chest out, feeling nothing of substance is being gained? All right? Nothing of substance is being gained here. It says here, over the last 70 years, partially in reaction to the murder of Emmett Till, white people have been programmed to reduce their racial animus toward black people. Democrats won't tell black people that historical fact. They keep black voters loyal by telling them that nothing has changed since 1955. That's why Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, and other Democrats brag about passing anti-lynch laws in 2022. Lynching black people hasn't been a thing in this country for 60 years. So this is what I'm talking about. We scream black empowerment, and this is what we get, anti-lynching laws. When you don't see black people out here getting lynched. It says Democrats want black people to believe the Proud Boys or Oath Keepers are the new KKK. But there's no evidence with the prevalence of cell phones. You'd think we'd have the video of the Proud Boys burning a cross or the Oath Keepers beating a black man. All we have is Joe Biden's word that white racists are the greatest threat to our democracy. You know why? Because they need black people to stay asleep and to continue to support this country through the Democratic Party. Biden's supporting evidence that on January 6th, white men wanted to kidnap and hang Mike Pence, was a white Republican, and a black police officer shot an unarmed white woman. Doesn't that just sound like the KKK? Meanwhile, over the same 70-year period, the leftists in charge of America's educational system have programmed black people to believe white people are responsible for the success and failure of black people and that white people are inherently anti-black. So they've convinced us that our success and failure is based upon them, not on the actions and choices we make. Our successes and failures don't have nothing to do with us killing each other in the neighborhoods, nothing to do with us selling each other drugs in the neighborhoods, nothing to do with being out of wedlock with our children, not having fathers in the homes. That's the white man's fault. Those choices that we made to do those things that are destroying our community is the white man's fault. Not to say that he doesn't have a hand in promoting it, but we're making a choice. It says here, even worse, Democrats have convinced black people that religious faith and biblical morality should be abandoned for political power. So we've totally abandoned our culture, our history, exactly what Malcolm X warned us about. And it's division being brought about in every way possible of division. The black man against the black woman. And even within other races in this country and other parts of this aspect of this country, what's happening right now is division. All right? And we must understand and see this for what it is. And it says here, it says, we're ignoring a national epidemic. The left preaches racial hatred, secularism, and destruction of the patriarchy. No God, no fathers, and racial entitlement produces chaos, anarchy, and violence. Evangelicals must call out and confront the black KKK, the same way our forefathers boldly stood against the white KKK Democrats empowered long ago. Well, this is the actual real stand that we must make in our communities. If we don't get control of our communities and identify the enemies that are from within, there's no way we can rally together and fight the enemies that are outside. A nation divided against itself cannot stand. So what they've done is they've tricked us. They've given us puppets as leaders who are promoting nothing but liberalism, hypocrisy, deception in our communities, convincing us to vote Democrat. And what is the condition of our communities every time afterwards? Where are we at right now as a people? This is where we are. This is where we are. We are fully on board of the madness of the liberal world order. Black Lives Matter, only to be used for drag queen story time and teaching the Gentiles, the way to do abominable evils through this black entitlement and liberation. more on dividing Biden. This is now we're going into what makes up a liberal world order. These are some of the things now you're going to see in a liberal world order. All right, it's coming out. Finally, someone is talking about Biden's daughter's diary where she wrote that she took inappropriate showers with her dad, Joe. Living a liberal world order. So this is more of what you're going to see in a liberal world order. Hypersexualized. Okay? Look at the society. What do we see in social media? Hypersexualization. Twerking. Nonstop at a young age, being sexualized with a family members, okay, incest, what else? Showers with her dad. This is the madness of a liberal world order. What else? What else in the liberal world order? Remember, there's nothing but hypocrisy with the liberals. So here it is. We have a woman I forget her name. If anyone could tell us what her name is in the chat. Holding a bloody head of Donald Trump during the it was either the administration or the run-up to Donald Trump being elected. This is the same woman that now is threatening civil war if you don't vote for Democrats. She recently came out and said, if you don't vote Democrats, it's going to be a civil war. And this, Joe Biden, is just told us recently that MAGA Republicans are the violent people here. So this isn't violence. This is normal. Right? Again, living in the madness of the liberal world order. What else? Let's move on to health, right? We talked about this in the obesity epidemic. Okay, now we're going into all the things that's happening right now that make up this liberal world order. More of what we can expect and what's going on right now, real time, where things are about to get totally out of control outside of even just some of the social problems we're having. Economic problems. Supply chain problems, all right, all those things. It says here, he talked about this. Lizzo's Instacart. It says Instacart's latest feature lets you shop Lizzo's vegan grocery list. So we have in our society right now with this vegan, I don't want to call it a cult, but this, you know, vegan fanaticism is being pushed. Not only is that being pushed, but the image of Lizzo is being pushed as normal and is acceptable and is healthy. And now you get access to her grocery list and her Instacart. And it says here, celebrities, they're just like us. Again, Malcolm X warned us that these so-called leaders that are being put up by liberals. It says, can you justify one of these items in her cart as fuel, as actually nourishment? Anything that she's eating is nourishment. And it makes sense why the result of what you see of her, what it is. It says here, It's 0% about shame and 100% about objective reality. Vegan equals health food. More often than not, vegan equals ultra processed. So more often than not, when you're talking about vegan, the food is ultra processed, which means super unhealthy. Can you identify a single item listed here as fuel, not only for your body, but even your brain? And the integrity of its chemistry. So none of this is actually whole food. it comes out of the earth. It's all been processed. You can call it a factory. I'm going to call it a laboratory. All this food has been processed in the lab, and they'll be sold to you as being vegan and healthy. And Lizzo does it, so why would you not want to? You can look just like her. And it says here, the brands plus Lizzo plus Instacart all are three paid to push, and I can't overstate this, literal garbage into your body. Because living in the liberal world order, the liberals will use these characters to push this. And for so many people struggling with obesity and being overweight, it's perfect so that you don't have to take accountability. You can stay looking how you are. All right, we're going to continue to keep talking about this health thing for a second. Right now, we have these particular individuals being promoted and pushed as the definition of healthy, as the health leaders of each of these countries, USA, Belgium, and UK. Now, this one here is a man, but being, you know, promoted as a woman. It's a man. But notice how all of these health leaders are women. So are we seeing an actual theme being pushed on women to look a certain type of way? Because if we were to say who struggles the most when it comes to eating along with their weight, typically it's going to be women. So now we're showing women that this, it's okay to look like this, and this is how you really should look. If you are slim or thin, you're unhealthy. This is the definition of healthy in the liberal world order. More on health. You had I don't know if it was a town hall meeting, but you had a lot of women get together, black women, who are blaming racism for their obesity. All right, going back to the same, you know, Jason Whitlock we just seen when he was talking about the entitlement, the lack of accountability, the blaming of white people for our problems. Now we have black women blaming their obesity on white people, racism. Let you hear it yourself here. So this is September 2019, and what a shock. The Oprah Winfrey Network, right? This was the Black Women Own the Conversation show. Author and activist Brittany Cooper claimed that the reason for obesity among black females is a result of a set of conditions that we didn't create, okay? So don't take accountability or blame for the choices you make. No, blame somebody else. And again, how does this help us as a people? How does blaming someone else bring a solution to the problem? This brother asked a question, and a lot of people raised their hand, that we make excuses for the reason of not taking care of ourselves. Okay, well, that's going to get debunked by your fellow sisters here. It's not their fault for their condition of why they are what they are. Let's hear from them. Oh, so she doesn't want us to self-examine. Is that probably because she's putting on the same presentation of herself as Lizzo? Okay. So, of course, she has to look the part to push this psychology on our sisters. Don't self-examine. Don't take accountability. See, this is a major problem in our community. Okay, especially with our sisters now. I'm talking about our sisters. Not being honest with one another. Not being honest with yourself. Looking to pass the buck on someone else. The reason why things are what they are. okay? Hold up, pump the brakes, not blame ourselves here. There's another reason why we're in this condition. Let's hear it. Oh, Donald Trump is the reason that, you know, her along with others are overweight, obese. Yeah. Oh, yeah, just blame it all on Trump, everything. Climate change, Trump's fault. Okay. The reason I go to McDonald's every day and get that Big Mac or that number four every day for lunch, that's Donald Trump's fault. That's a condition or a choice I didn't make. That's basically what she's telling us. Okay, we didn't make that choice. Racism did. So that's what they want us to believe. And this is all being marketed towards who? Our sisters. It's all being promoted and pushed towards our sisters. It's fine to be overweight. It's fine to be obese. Okay, it's got nothing to do with the choices we're making in our lives. It has all to do with external factors. And I'm not going to say that none of the external factors aren't true. Okay, however, that's a victimhood mentality when we control a lot of the choices and decisions we make that make those outcomes what they are. Okay, it's time to stop blaming the white man for our problems. Part of the culture of a liberal world order, and by doing this, we stay in the hole, and there's no resolution. What else? Some of you may have seen this. More madness of the liberal world order. Because there are actual things that are happening in the black community that, again, are outside of our control that are happening as attacks against us. So no one's denying that. But on MSNBC, we're witnessing the poisoning of black America, mounting issues with the water supply in predominantly black areas underscore the impact of racist neglect and divestment in infrastructure. So recently, there's been a lot of talk about Jackson, Mississippi. There was recently some flooding there. The city, the largest in Mississippi, is more than 82% black. And since this flooding, residents have been told to boil water because the water that's coming out is coming out like dark brown black out the faucet. Also, Baltimore, which is more than 62% black, has also been hit with infrastructure-based water problems. All right, E. coli and all other types of pathogens found in their water. All right, same thing in New York City. Water problems. We all know about Flint, Michigan. All right, so there are attacks, but again, this is part of when you're living in a liberal world order, okay? They're going to tell you one thing, and they're going to give you something else. So now your community, your infrastructure, your community is unhealthy, okay? They would rather you focus on racism. Well, who is hitting up Biden or Kamala about this water problem in the black community? No, they'll give you an anti-lynching law, or they'll give you and make Juneteenth a national holiday. Stuff that has nothing to do with helping us. It's a total slap in the face and total mockery. All right, what else about health? All right, what about the things we're taking that we consider to be medicine? Okay, it says here, there's too many drug dealers out there and not enough doctors. If your doctor prescribes you medication without first asking about your diet, your sleep, your exercise routine, your water consumption, whether you have any structural issues, and the stress in your life. And you don't have a doctor, you have a drug dealer. So how many of our people are on medication right now? And not just one medication, two medications, three medications, four medications, to where we go down there with one problem to get one drug, and when we leave, and after we take the drug, now we have multiple problems. And then we'll go back to get more drugs for each and every single problem the first problem caused. Okay, this is living in a liberal world order. They cause the problem and they give you a solution. The solution is drugs. And now you become addicted. You become dependent upon the pharmaceuticals until your life is gone. Okay, but the one of the main points here is when you go to the doctor, are they asking you anything about what you're eating when you go to the doctor? Are they asking you how is your sleeping? Are they asking you, do you exercise? Are they asking you, are you drinking enough water? No. You go in there, they say, well, I think you may have this, so I think you should take this prescription. I think. All right? So these are the questions we now have to start asking ourselves when it comes to our health, because the doctors that are put in our society to be there to represent as doctors are not doctors. They're processors. They're just there to process everything, including you. Just a process. Okay? So we must take it upon ourselves to start asking ourselves about our diets. What are we eating? What are we putting in our bodies? How are we sleeping? What are we doing for our activity level and our exercise? Okay? And then this leads us to the drug dealers now. Okay, living in the madness of a liberal world order, New York Post, Hochul finally ends COVID-19 state of emergency as close election looms. All right, so now that we're going into the election cycle, all the COVID-19 stuff is going away like it never existed. It's all coming out now. All the mandates, all the requirements, the emergencies, it's all being nullified. This is in New York. But not just in New York, also in New Zealand. New Zealand drops mask and vaccine mandates and sweeping COVID changes. Jacinda Ardern says it's time to turn the page on the pandemic as she scraps all but a handful of restrictions. So what about all the people that lost their jobs? What about all the people that were thrown in the concentration camps? What about all the people that took the shot who are now dead or sick? See, this is what happens when you live in... living in the madness of a liberal world order. Pure chaos, pure confusion. And if you get caught up in it, you'll be a victim of it. And it's in every aspect of our lives. We're going through the racial part, going through the health part. Now we're dealing with the medicine, the pharmaceutical part, and what they've been pushing on us the past 2 years, especially in the Black community, the Hispanic community, that we were the ones that needed to get this the most. So here's a video from Governor DeSantis, and let's hear what he has to say about this madness. So everything he told us now is starting to come out that it was one big lie. What did Isaiah 32 tell us about the liberals? They would practice hypocrisy. He devises wicked devices to destroy the poor with lying words. The Florida Standard, Vaccine narrative collapses as Harvard study shows jab more dangerous than COVID. It's all coming out. Harvard now has a study. And I don't know if I have the article here, but it's even saying now, I've even seen now where they're saying that COVID is actually less dangerous than the flu. It's all coming out. Right, because now COVID is considered asymptomatic, but the flu is not asymptomatic. If you have the flu, you got the flu. But COVID has been said to be asymptomatic. You could have it and be fine. But here we have, it says, as boosters that have not been tested on humans are being rolled out across the country, a new study indicates that the jab is far more dangerous than COVID-19 itself. And the CDC has provided false information regarding their tracking of adverse events linked to the vaccines. Harvard study, U.S. News, it can no longer be hidden. We warned people, we told people not to participate in the experiment. And now the experiment has been ratcheted up because they said they don't have time to test it on people. It's being shown it's more dangerous than COVID. And now people are now going out and getting boosters that have not been tested on people. Madness. What else? And at the same time, they're just telling you to go out and get your boosters. They're telling you all the side effects that come from your booster. So let's see if this is something that is very embraceful when it comes to what you would consider to be medicine. Like if you were to say, let me give you this dandelion root, expect to receive any of these side effects from taking dandelion root. So if you take the booster, here are some of the side effects that you can expect. And this is off CNBC News, they're not hiding it. Pain, fatigue, headache, muscle pain, chills, joint pain, redness and swelling at the injection site, fever. Okay, and that's just what they're telling you to expect to receive or side effects. Because again, they haven't tested this on anybody. So the verdict that is going to come on that is going to be years down the road with these new reformulated boosters. But they already can tell you that to expect this much. Is this medicine? It's not medicine. But what it is living in the madness of the liberal world order.